Well, today, people across the country are recognizing the 150th anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and one of those is USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service state conservationist in Alabama, Dr. William Puckett.
May 15th, back in 1862, you know, President Abraham Lincoln signed legislation that actually established USDA. And, of course, in his last speech to Congress, as he went out, he referred to USDA as the People's Department. And I think that was saying that how important agriculture was, not only, of course, at that time, but how important agriculture is today. And when you look at the Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS, who I actually work for as a part of USDA, and we've been around for 75-plus years trying to help our private landowners in this country, the farmers and ranchers and foresters, supply a food and fiber that helps this country be successful.
Dr. Puckett said the commitment, which started 150 years ago, continues today.
Back when President Lincoln did this, you think of how many people are actually involved in agriculture, a very large percent of the population. If you look at today, you have about 2% or less of the population involved in agriculture, but this country could not succeed if not for its agricultural backbone. So again, we're very excited about this anniversary and contributions of USDA for the last 150 years.
For more information about this 150th event, visit www.usda.gov/USDA150, where you can find out more about USDA's history and also their plans for the future. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.